This is Twit.
Over the weekend, there was a little kerfuffle of sorts on Twitter when fair use expert Cory Doctorow announced that he'd received a takedown notice from electronic scooter company Bird because of a link that he put in an article on Boing Boing, his website, about how to repurpose an old scooter. Now, that's right. It was a takedown notice for a link. Bird has since apologized to Doctorow for its overzealous lawyers, but we still thought it was worth talking to the author of the original article, which was posted late last year. Welcome, Brian Benchoff from Hackaday.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming on. So before we get to the contents of the article itself, were you surprised by all the brouhaha for the weekend?
From Cory Doctorow? Well, you don't send a takedown notice to Cory Doctorow.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, that, I think that's like internet rule number one or maybe two, but it's right up there.
Yeah.
So you kind of knew that he was going to apologize.
That was an ill-conceived idea, yes.
Maybe they just didn't know who he was. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
So tell us how you got the idea to repurpose these scooters.
So over on the scooter, one of the scooter talk forums, some genius, absolute genius, realized that his town impounded scooters, which means there were hundreds of scooters sitting in just a lockup in town. Well, these scooters cost $400 and they're probably getting like $20 a day times 100. So those scooters are literally unprofitable for Bird to claim. They can just buy more and get, so those scooters are going to auction, which means somebody can just buy 100 Bird scooters for however much money, and then you can get a $30 motherboard that replaces the Bird motherboard in the scooter, and you get hundreds of free scooters for maybe $1,000. So, yeah. You see there, that's the picture of the Bird scooter in lockup.
So they're impounded. They're impounded because the town or the municipality has decided that they they don't want them on their streets, or they were just, why were they impounded?
Well, it's a better solution than throwing them into the lake, which is what San Francisco was doing. Well, the people of San Francisco were doing. They didn't want them on their street, and they just impounded them. So, move fast and break things like laws.
Right. So we should back up a little bit. So these Bird and other scooter companies just put them out there without first getting the right to have them out there.
Oh, yeah. It was back in, what was it, March or April last year, that they just arrived.
It was magic.
The scooter tree, just the scooter harvest. And they just flew out there. And I think it was Bird or Lime weren't ready to ship their units, but because one company did and the other company didn't, they just had to go. Because first mover, whoever gets there first wins.
The early bird gets the worm.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
I mean, that might have actually been part of their business plan. I could see that on the printout. Yeah. So talk a little bit about kind of how we got here to Cory Doctorow posting and then them, getting all legal. Like, you posted the article last year that kind of illustrates how you do this. This was not approached by Bird. It was the attention that was shown on it by Cory Doctorow's post.
I don't believe whatever forum got a takedown notice from that. I didn't get a takedown notice from that. But I don't know if it's a popularity thing. Like, you put this on Boing Boing, a lot of people are going to see it.
That's true.
Yeah. All the information is out there if you want to see a bird brain. Wait, which way? There we go.
Now, is that taken from a bird scooter, or is this Chinese?
Yeah. Okay. So we have the bird. Oh, man, there's a lag. So this is just a bird brain, and all it is just a board with a particle dev board and a GPS unit. And the stock unit, which you can buy from AliExpress or China, is just $30. And this is a drop-in replacement. And this replaces this. So if you can get cheap scooters from Lockout legally, you have a $30 scooter or $40 or whatever. I'm very interested in seeing where the Bird hacking goes, because we also have, the Tesla Powerwall.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of units like this, which this is 30 18650 cells. So you get a few legal, I'm going to emphasize legal, Bird scooters, and you can build a Tesla Powerwall for probably like 20% of the price of what the DIYers are going. So this entire thing is, I'm calling Bird boxing because memes.
There, have you heard from Bird? I mean, there's nothing illegal about buying a scooter from a city and then doing whatever you want with it, or is it? Is it in terms of like the same way you fixing your John Deere, you know, the right to repair movement stuff is illegal? Like, is it illegal to buy a scooter?
I can't imagine any law that you would have that you buy a impounded scooter from city lockup and you do anything with it. I can't understand how that could be illegal, because DMCA for mm-hmm. Cory Doctorow, mm-hmm. that it's not hardware. This board, it's not software. This board, there's no encryption on this board. And it, like, removing this is not defeating encryption. I mean, so.
And it is an interesting question, because it's a question the question in the past around the right to repair movement is about ownership. Like, right. I own this, so therefore I should get to fix it. But, and you do own it, but like Bird never imagined that people would own their scooters. That wasn't their hope when they came up with this idea for scooters on-demand scooters. Well,
for the Bird scooter, there's no real secret sauce. These are Xiaomi or something, just standard off-the-shelf Chinese electric scooters that you can buy right now for $400. Okay, and then they drop in. They have a nice little injection molded thing with the QR code on top, and they drop their Bird brain in. That's how Bird manufactures their scooters. If you just take that off, there's nothing Bird tied to the scooter. The scooter can be independent of the Bird brain with this $30 motherboard replacement. So,
because that's the way it was prior to Bird snapping it up and putting their own stuff on there to begin with.
I mean, literally, you could take this, buy a $400 scooter, and make your own Bird scooter,
which, if you wanted to, for some reason. You too can own your scooter by the limitations of the company Bird. So you mentioned in your write-up just about how kind of the scooter hacking world, you say, is one of the most interesting adventures, let's say, in modern day hacking. You talked a little bit about this kind of the Powerwall aspect of this. If someone was to go to auction and snap up a bunch of these, like, what else could they do? I'm not the hacker type to know what I could do with this, but what are some of the cool things you could do?
Well, okay, I want to preface this by saying that picking up electric scooters from the sidewalk and then turning them into anything is the most cyberpunk thing. This is the cyberpunk future we all deserve, because it's awesome. Apart from that, I can think of possibly three things. You can take the battery module and build a power wall, because I mean, this thing weighs like 3 or 4 pounds. This is 280 watt hours. So you get a couple dozen of those, and you can run TV for a day. The power wall idea. There's also a motor inside. I haven't done the math, But if you wanted to build a drone out of it, I don't know if it would work. It's kind of a very large, low RPM motor. You might be able to build a fixed wing drone, but you might not be able to build a quadcopter. Mm. And then, of course, you can just have a scooter or a non-electric scooter.
Non-electric scooter?
Why not? Why not? Why not?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I think this is sort of ridiculous. I think Bird is back down at the, I mean, they've fully backed down because the idea is, I mean, we're creating so much tech waste and we should be encouraging people who are going to make something out of it to do, to repurpose it, to use something else. So, is that mostly what you do on Hackaday? Repurposing stuff?
It's repurposing things. Ironically, some of our best hacks come from people finding stuff on the sidewalk, like an old projection TV, and let's just turn that into a 3D printer, which, I mean, let's talk about the legality of finding stuff on the sidewalk and repurposing it for our own needs. Like a scooter. But, it's repurposing. It's bizarre cyberpunk engineering. So, yeah.
Love it.
Well, Brian, thank you for giving us the cyberpunk future that we all deserve. Helping give us that. Brian Benchoff is a contributor to Hackaday. He is also an insecurity researcher. You can find him on Twitter and GitHub at BBenchoff. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.